Smash Africa for the baby standing in for Dan Korda. Thank you for hanging out. Now, music challenges are a real thing, especially on social media. Now, I am dying to find out from you. When you see a music challenge, you hear music challenges, the song is working you, man. Does that translate into you going one up on the song and either streaming and downloading the song or purchasing the song or even following the artist behind the song? BB, you are on social media all the time. Has that translated for you where you see a music challenge and you've taken it up a notch where you actually go and support the artist's music?
Oh, definitely. I feel like TikTok is such a cool new way to discover music. I actually do that a lot. I'm like, you know when you hear something repetitively and you go, okay, this is setting into my head now, let me check out if it's a banging tune. Mm. But my problem is, TikTok always uses the best part of the song. Uh-huh. There have been many a time when I want to bamba and play with the big boys, but I don't want to once I've heard the full thing. I'm like, awa, this is not it.
What about you, Matty?
I think I have to 100% agree with BB that it's almost like so misleading. You go on Instagram or on TikTok and you hear this tune and you're like, maybe I could listen to this. Then you actually listen to the full song and you're like, maybe not the full song. Not the full song.
And there's also that. Sometimes songs are good at the hook. And the rest of the song, you're like, this does not make sense. Here's a WhatsApp